Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Bob and Brian.
You're both just awful.
Bob and Brian are back on 102.9, The Hog.
Sam Tanadotson is brought to you by Sunset Bay Outdoor, contemporary luxury kitchens and fire pits. Check it all out at sunsetbayoutdoor.com and by the law firm of Hawks Quindell, the experts in workers' compensation. 756. I think this is more for emotional support today. Anything else?
You want to dissect a lot of plays.
Right. How do you fumble there? Hey, Santana. Good morning, Santana Dodson, everybody.
Good morning, fellas.
Define good.
Yeah.
It's not a great Packer morning, but I didn't expect much.
Yeah, it's not a good Packer morning. It's rough. Whatever you got a goose egg at home, that never sits well.
No.
Well, it hasn't happened for a long time.
It's been about, 9, 10 years?
I think we're looking at 2006. Yeah.
2006, okay.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. Yeah, right. It's a long time. And it was, let's just say, not a good performance. The offense never really was the threat all day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we looked okay in spots, but not enough spots. What? You know, most of Hundley's throws were low and inside or kind of short. So for whatever reason, you know, he was kind of off yesterday. And that position you can't have. I think he counted for 4 turnovers. So that's never going to hold well. And I think there was another fumble. So 5 turnovers at home will get you a goose egg. I mean, we were in the game, or we had an opportunity, let me say that, late in the fourth quarter to make it a game. We just weren't able to do it.
All right. So in your opinion, as an NFL player who played in the NFL in real games, in the real league, was he just having an off day, or is he just not quite up to the job?
I think he just had an off day. You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier or last week. He's on the job training right now. So you're going to watch him, kind of the highs and the lows, but I do look at him and see a very talented quarterback. So he does have the ability. Baltimore, they're having an off season, but they're typically one of the better defenses in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I could tell what they were doing. You know, they were blitzing late and they were camouflaging a lot of things coverage wise. And it's just one of those defenses that can make you look bad from time to time.
Or all day in this case.
Or all day, yeah.
All day in this case.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a little stunned at that answer that you thought he just had an off day, because I watched him. I was at the game. Yeah. I watched him, and I thought, this guy is not an NFL-caliber quarterback. There were people open. I mean, I don't know what they were showing on TV, but from where he's sitting, you could see people open. Now, I don't know where he's supposed to be looking or what his reads are, if they're open because he was looking up, whatever. But it was, man, okay.
Well, you've got a better version because you're at the game. But from the TV version, I can understand where the ball's supposed to go, and I understand where he's looking for the ball to go. And when I say Baltimore has a quality of pedigree defense, the interception in the red zone, the first interception, you can't turn the ball over in the red zone, but his expectation was that that guy wasn't going to drop coverage. So what happens was the guy dropped coverage. I think he was supposed to cover Randall on a crossing route, or somebody was coming on a crossing route, but the guy that was supposed to cover him drops back deep into the end zone, and he wasn't supposed to be there. So again, should he have thrown the ball? No. But was he going the right place with the ball? Yes.
How about the Packer defense? They held Baltimore a lot of three and outs.
Which was surprising to me. So I don't know if that was Baltimore or our defense, but let's hope it was our defense.
Yeah, because usually I'm all up, I'm all worked up about the defense.
Sacks and stuff, right.
I thought the defense did a nice job yesterday. They held them to 6 points in the first half when your offense has done nothing and turned the ball over to them, you know, on a short field and all that. I thought the defense is doing all they can to make this, to keep them in it. And yeah, it just,
I think you're exactly right. I mean, the defense is going to have to hold down this stretch or the latter half of the season. 17 to 20 points, they're going to have to hold every offense, opposing offense, to that for us to win the game. And did they do that yesterday? Yes, they did. It was a 16-point game into the fourth quarter before we threw a interception for a touchdown, and I think that made it 23, correct? So the defense did what they were supposed to do yesterday. Could they have done more? Sure. But we needed them to show up, and they did yesterday.
But then there's the attrition. You lose Clay Matthews to a groin. You lose Demaryius Randle to a head.
Kenny Clark
to an ankle. I mean, so now you've lost three more guys off the defense. You don't have your number one quarterback with an offense that's already anemic. Eventually, this thing just caves in on itself, right? I mean, you just can't compete.
Like the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, a few minutes ago.
You know, it's the next man up mentality.
But, you know, you can say that all you want, Santana.
Who is the next man?
You can say that all you want, next man up, but, you know, next man, it's just the next man up. It drops a grade. He's the next man up for a reason. He's not in there to begin with for a reason.
He lacks talent, right.
Well, he's not as talented as the guy he just replaced. At least that's the way the coaches saw it, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you look at it, though. I mean, it's a made-up roster of 53 guys, and that's when coaching comes into, coaching really comes into view because you're looking at the guy. And, again, I mean, you can look at our quarterback situation. Is he as talented? Of course not, because he hadn't had the on-the-field snaps. But as a coach, my job is to get the backup quarterback in the best possible position to make plays and not hurt the team. So that's when real true coaching comes into view.
Okay, so when I look around the fire this morning, whose feet are closest to it right now, being held to it, or are anybody's at this point?
I think it's really too early to tell. You know, if things are that, we hadn't even gotten to December yet. We need to eat our turkey first before we get to the who's in and who's out portion of the NFL season.
There's six. All right, so there's six games to go. So over the next six games, I don't even want to talk about things not getting better. But you know, okay, well,
you know what leaves a sour taste in my mouth?
Cranberries.
More in the shutout.
What does?
Ravens receiver Mike Wallace jumping into the stands.
That was kind of surprising, and he didn't get pushed out. I don't know.
Or beer thrown on him or anything like that.
I think he found a guy in a purple jacket in the front row up there.
Yeah. I didn't like seeing that either.
Well, you know what? I didn't like seeing the entire Raven defense doing the sprinkler on the field. And there was nothing.
I wasn't sure what that was. Was that the sprinkler?
It was some sort of hybrid of it or whatever it was. But they were bebopping and scatting, and there was nothing we could do about it. It was horrible. That was a home game, Santana.
It was a home invasion.
That was Lambeau Field.
Yeah. That's just not right. Just not right. Just adding fuel to the fire.
Well, so Packers relied too much on Aaron Rodgers, or the right amount on Aaron Rodgers, or what?
I mean, I think we are definitely an Aaron Rodgers heavy team before the injury.
Let's say we maximized them.
It makes it rough, you know, because it changes the heartbeat or the makeup of the team. And then, like you talked about earlier, we've got a lot of injuries. And, you know, offensively, I'm sure the coaching staff was looking like, okay, Aaron's out. So that's really, you know, let's start looking at 70-30 mixture maybe of run the pass. And then you get the top two running backs that they're limping and they're out. So it makes it really rough to put an offensive game plan together. I will say that.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that went into that disaster yesterday. I'll give you that. We were missing King in the secondary, Burnett in the secondary. We're down to our third and fourth running backs, right? We got guys on the offensive line who aren't coming back this year. But, you know, you could say every
game that has to be played, right? Yeah. You got to show up.
Boy, are they going to have that game on national TV Sunday night? I can't believe they're not going to.
Green Bay at Pittsburgh. That's one that's scheduled for Sunday night. And after that performance, so they got shut out by the Ravens, and now you're going to Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Well, that's the funny thing about football, you know. You look at that game, and you're like, oh, there's no way. why would we even put that on television?
Right.
As a viewer, why would we even want to tune into it? But, I mean, you know, you can look at the NFL every weekend, and there are games that you can circle and say, oh, there's no way that they'll be able to get that victory. And before you know it, you know, they're in the game in the fourth quarter, and they find a way to pull it off. So you got to tune in.
I guess
Thanksgiving miracle.
What are you making for Thanksgiving this year? How are you making the bird?
You know what? I'm going to pull the old turkey fryer back out, I think. You know, I hadn't fried my own turkey in a couple of few years, so I'm gonna see if I still got it.
All right. Make sure it's completely thawed. You don't want that
thing overfill.
Completely thawed. Yeah. That's right, folks.
Yeah, you want a big foaming mass of boiling oil all over.
Yeah. Be careful. That's all we're saying. All right. Have a great Thanksgiving, Santana.
Hey, y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Go Pack.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Santana Dodson.